Small pump. I know the biggest Christmas gift you'd like to have is internal happiness. That's what Master Jesus came and he said, I come that you may have life more abundantly. He came for no other reason than that. And to feel it, moment to moment, is the greatest Christmas gift. The flow of life in your body and your mind identifying with it. As you just absorb like a sponge, that's all you have to do. Absorb like a sponge. To every cell, then the greatest joy is when you get up and walk with it. Bring in all Lord of yourself. See, to feel the joy and sit down and close the eyes is not enough. We can lose that when we get up to function in the world around us. Then we can get up and move around and feel that inner joy, that inner glow that never seems to turn off. You have arrived. Paramahansa Yogananda used to say, in the temple of silence, that is, when you close your eyes, you are in the temple of silence. I'll greet you with glow and coax you to my altar of joy, which is the heart. I coax that glow, that sensation, that thrill, by discipline. And to walk into the world with it, infusing every object. That's what is meant by having dominion over the universe, not ownership. We infuse all life with being. Vibration that comes from gathering and identifying with that vitality or creative spirit. That's why we are channels. I call it cosmic funnels. You can't own any of it. You sure can enjoy the flow of it. See, a funnel doesn't have any way to stop it. It's got to pour right through. But it gets met. So you from with yourself. Friendship is the highest exchange of the life and the energy of love in the waking state. That is why Jesus said the disciple was not above the master, nor the master was not above the disciple. It was enough that they be friends. One can only be master of himself in the true science of the soul. And there is no greater process of realizing that you first have to discipline yourself in order to master it. And therefore, when you see another person who has discipline the senses and can feel the flow of abundant life and then get up and walk with it, then you know he's a master. And it's enough that you be friends when you reach that plateau of walking and exchanging it. That's where the intensity of the friendship is exchange. In the walking state, the movable state. So, when we realize God as the creative principle of life, and we identify with it in our own bodily selves, the greatest accomplishment is the getting up and functioning, the living of it, abundant. That's why it's called abundant life. You really cannot utilize abundant life sitting down. It's like a car sitting outside there going nowhere. But until you go down the road in the car, you're not going to appreciate it, even though it has to run through mud and rain and all things. But it's carrying where it's supposed to carry. And that's the joy of the moment-to-moment involvement with life. I'm very thankful for my friend and wonderful wife and all you wonderful friends. And in memory of him who came thousands, hundreds of years ago, but you see, out of sight is not out of mind. Those who have eyes to see, all to see it. And those who have ears to hear, all to hear it. But most of us have eyes and we are like this. And have ears and we are like that. But then you get up and move and function in the world, you'd be surprised how he is right there. But you have to put it to the test. Years ago, I didn't believe myself, but until I had to get off and function day to day in the world. All the great teachers are alive.
we haven't got no place.
It's just that we shut them up by not understanding. Once we understand, the eyes open, the ears hear, and their hearts visible. That's what's so beautiful. The whole process of when two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst. That's the friendship. The universal friendship. In the Eastern tradition, they call it fellowship with truth, satsang. That's the Sanskrit term. So, when you gather in friendship, you are gathering in that creative presence of your own true self, and in the active state. Every day is Christmas. And I have a sister who lives in Flagstaff. Her house is a Christmas tree 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. She has taken the Christ literally and lives it every moment. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So, our whole house is like a Christmas tree. I think a few of you know her. If you have any questions you want to ask me, then
your cousin is moving.
Star of David?
Yes. The scientists have come up with theories as to where it came from missing out. I was wondering your concept of the Star of David.
The 6-pointed star is a dual triangle. And then David was a shepherd boy. That's where he got the IDA. He saw, and Samuel anointed him. He saw inside of his head the 6-pointed star, and that led him to the battle between himself and Goliath. That was his inspiration. The 6-pointed star, the positive, negative, and neutral functions of physical, mental, and emotional ascending to the creative self. And the same principle is descending down into the physical form. So we have a macrocosm and a microcosm forming a star. So David was initiated by Samuel, the prophet, and he had the inexperience of the light. And that same light is what Jesus infers when he says, when the eyes are single, the whole body is full of light. There is a tripolar principle of energy working in your body, and it does form like a triangle, ascending and descending and interfacing. And that's where it actually came from. And throughout, yeah, so one goes this way and the other one comes this way.
Is it actually a mind-on body?
Yeah. So your body comes like this out and goes up. And then you have one coming back down as a descending principle. But that was the geometry of it. But then it, as the years went by, that same star was modified by those who could see it more accurately. And it was, it turned out to be a five-pointed star descending down as a dove. And that's what Jesus saw at the time of the River Jordan, where it came out this way, and then it came out that way, like a dove, which represented now the sonics, the gaseous, the temperature, the liquid, and the crystalline forces in the human body. David came before Jesus, many centuries before. But then when Jesus came, he went further than David into the true aspect of their consciousness. And it is John who baptized Jesus. And then this particular inner light came down. Today, those who have gone through the initiatory rites of meditation all see a five-pointed star, which is more valid than the six-pointed ones that set up like a plus, minus, neutral, up and down. Though that is not incorrect. It is the same, but embodied in man, polarity embodied in man involve five forces. The Holy Trinity, or polarity of plus, minus, neutral, for cosmic creative energy, is embodied in the five forces of the human form. So, for that reason, the body emanates in the dark, which they call aura, or electrical waves, because this is chemistry, and it involves respiration to make it glow. And if you see the inner light inside, it is actually a five-pointed star descending like a dove. And around it, there are three rings. There's an outer ring of gold, and then there's a background of blue, and then the star emerges out of it. That's the descent of God into man. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Now, Moses, David never got that far up in his spiritual growth. But he was blessed by the power of Samuel to see it. And since he was considered the first king that didn't come by any other means of the people's choice, but by the prophet's choice. See, Saul, who preceded David, was chosen by the people wanting to have a king when they left Egypt, because all the other neighboring countries had kings. They didn't have no king. So then they made Saul a king. But when they were confronted by the Philistines, and then Goliath came on the scene, even Saul could not withstand or defeat him, and they cried out for deliverance. The shepherd boy David was found by Samuel and initiated by Samuel because of his intense devotion to God. And he saw the polaristic light, which is the two triangles interfacing as a star. Then he went out to do battle for the Israelites. But again, he didn't go completely as far inwardly in his spiritual growth as Jesus. And so when Jesus came, his total inward expression of the light and his total inward communication and transference of the light is what we're looking at today. That's why it's a five-pointed star. We are looking at the transference of that power by the man Jesus to all that accept him. Even the, put it this way, first you have to be present when he was alive. This is the first real transference. As many as received me, that means you have to be present there. To them gave he the power to become sons of God, light. This power descends down as a five-point star, interfacing the sonics, the gas, the temperature, the liquid, and the crystalline principles of the body, or temple of God. And even those who believe in my name, that means people may not be present, and in distant time when he's already finished his mission, that commitment is never revoked. In other words, if I bequeath a credit card to you, even though I may not be in the body, you have power to use the credit card and the estate will warranty the payment of the bill. You follow what I said? Mm-hmm. That is the commitment. When the living person is embodied with the creative power to transfer, first he must transfer in the human form to all those that are present to accept, and say, well, I accept, to use this credit card. But then he went one step further by saying, now I bequeath it to even those who just merely indicate my name or refer to my name. So one can see how much is done by the being for the benefits of humanity. The Star of David is good, don't get me wrong, but it doesn't go far enough to indicate the true development of what it's supposed to represent and how it's supposed to be transferred back to you as a living being. You will see inside of yourself the evolution of that star from 6 points to 5 points as you accept the Christ in your own self. Now, it's when you see an Indian Navajo star, it has 7 points. Then puzzle it up. That's another kind of star. Well, you have 7 centers in the body. And so each point on this 7-pointed star is a representation of your full command of the 7 centers. And this is what Jesus left to us. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become sons of God, even on those who believe on his name. Seek ye first the kingdom of God which is within you and its righteousness. See where you have to seek now? You have to seek within your own structure and how it's put together. And this is your own contribution. Free man all, Lord of yourself. Though the power is transferred to you to get you started, though I leave you the car to drive, I hope you go get a license and not be caught by the policeman for driving without a permit. See, one can bequeath to you the key to the car, but he can't bequeath to you the driver's permit. That's further improvement on yourself. You see what I mean? So this is basically what we're saying, that the Indians then, when they saw the 7-pointed star, is that they took where Jesus gave them the power, and then they went on inside to bring down more knowledge for the world. So you are now at the threshold of accepting the Christ power and then expanding it out into yourself. So the things I do, he said, you shall do also. But he didn't say, not greater than I. If he said, not greater than I, he would definitely establish once and for all, he is the one and only source of the power. What he said, and greater things shall you do. Therefore, he knew beyond all doubt that you at future time would move on to more and more dimensional expression of the Christ power and the God power locked up in you. So therefore, he could not say not greater than him. But he said, and greater things shall you do. But by the same token, anytime you express something great, who do you give thanks for turning you on? So it's automatic pyramid or domino effect for Brother Jesus, right? So how could he lose? So that's true friendship. It builds its own force field. All those who realize it know that they can't limit the other person. They can come and they can give in the time they give, and wait for you to build up your own momentum, then you will turn. God, it's all God.
Is there something special with an eighth point? Because I've seen eight points.
Yes. The in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt in men. All sonics resonate within the scale. Do, re, mi, fa, so, la, ti, do, eight. So you come back to the eight-pointed star within yourself. And therefore, for that reason, the spoken word is another inward realization of the light inside of you. So as you move through it more and more, the stars become bigger and bigger.
Well, I have recently heard of the 12 chakra system. Do you know anything about that?
Yes, you have 12 signs of the zodiac. Mm-hmm. And each sign of the zodiac interrelates to a transforming quality within your mechanism. It's what they call chakra. It's a sort of a transforming effect. So you have to live out the 12 cycles of the zodiac in 1 year. So the Chinese people give the year, according to Buddha, a certain label. And then Western astrology gives it in terms of the signs of the zodiac per month. So this year is the year of the ox, but it has 12 movements of Capricorn, Pisces, and Aquarius, and so forth. So you have 12 movements within the water. It's an interfacing action. That's where they got their idea. The next year is going to be the year of the tiger for the Chinese calendar, but you still have 12 cycles within that. So a person born in the Capricorn movement will interface within that principle. A person born in Pisces will interface within the same principle. The overall function of the year is a description of the Eastern principle of saying there's a unified field and there's a relative field. The unified field would be the year of the whole calendar. Like this year is referred to the year of the ox. That's the whole unified field. All 12 months are exposed to the year of the ox. But in the relative field, you have individual functions of the 12 months with the individual signs. So what month are you born in?
Sagittarius.
Yes, so you are in the Sagittarian movement of the year of the ox. Next year you're going to be in the Sagittarian movement in the year of the tiger. So it's the unified field and the relative field. So that was their way of writing or saying the 12 stars or 12 chakras. You have an interface of the relative to the unified. Einstein said the same thing. You have a unified field and a relative field. Ancient man used agricultural language to describe the laws of nature. Modern man is just using specific language in technological terms to describe the same thing. He's more specific than his ancient brothers. Like, for instance, a little of anything can save your life. But it took thousands of years to discover what a little was. In the meantime, look how many lives are lost to find out what a little is. It may mean a gram, half a gram, milligram, what it is. So that's what we're talking about. You have the relative and the infinite.
Food is on the table almost.
Oh,
blessing.
Well, let's hold hands because this was blessing is all about.
Get behind you.
Oh, it's funny, food, that every ritual origin of every belief system, the central theme is still food. Last Supper, Holy Communion and everything. The first place you enter to perform is a wedding. So, but take it from that commitment, that whatever you eat, as Yogananda would say, any solid that you put in, is the creative body of God, and it is your creative body acting in the form of solid that goes in to resolve the toxic actions of your thoughts. And whatever you drink is the creative force field of blood as a means of flushing out. So anytime you take solid and liquid, you're actually unifying your consciousness with the creative principle. Solid and liquid, representing body and blood. And the sense of thanks is the more important feeling. That environment came before you, and therefore we are given thanks for it in order to sustain ourselves. See you, sister.
Towards the end of March.
Around here.
Okay. No.
Well.
Check it again.
See, that's Palm Sunday.
Yeah.
Because then you have to stay. You have to stay. But you need to stay until their initiation, which is Easter.
Mm-hmm. Appropriate. Now, is it practical for you to have like workshops and initiation the same week?
Mm-hmm.
Or
I can do that if I'm looking at the calendar. See, the calendar.
See, we don't know. We need this.
Well, if I do the workshop, what day is appropriate for the people?
Saturday and Sunday.
All right,
everybody
okay.
Works.
Mm-hmm. Then the 18th, 19th. And then we could do an initiation on the 20th.
Then you wouldn't have.
That's my time.
You didn't have the pre-initiation.
Sat sign.
Or do you have. See, we didn't have
a workshop. If I do a workshop on the 18th,
okay.
And another workshop on the 19th.
And that would be what date? Saturday?
Saturday and Sunday.
Sunday.
The, I can do the initiation on Tuesday, which is the Monday for one.
Monday could be like for satsang
for
Tuesday, candidates.
Yeah, and then the Tuesday could be the initiation.
Okay.
And then I can head back to the Wednesday.
In the morning? Okay.
That's the
day. Great. We meet in the afternoon.
Yeah.
So that'd be perfect.
So I can fly in here on the Friday, 17th.
Okay.
Here for the Sunday.
Would you want a few appointments? I don't want to, a few, working a few. Okay.
Okay, good. That'd be the only time you could do.
Did you make the table for us?
Oh, yeah.
Just remember this.
Sorry, I made it. I totally forgot.
That's great. Well, I was just in the car and so we can give you a
So when we find out how many people are doing the workshop, thinking of doing it, we can handle 20. But if it gets to be more than that, we'll be thinking of possibly going to a Unitarian church on
22nd
of July, which seemed appropriate. They have a kitchen. And it sort of depends on how many people are there.
It's located at 22nd Street in Swan, which seems kind of symbolic.
Well, that would be the appropriate.
The only thing that concerns me with the Solar Nutrition Shop is the tofu to prepare the food with.
You won't have enough.
We won't have enough for it.
Could you bring several packages with you in port?
Yeah, and whatever have you.
For the workshop.
Yeah, whatever have you.
Because I know we're not going to have them. So.
So what are the dates then for the...
So he'll fly in on January 17th.
Because a Friday.
Okay. Oh, this is the January one.
January.
Oh, that's Solar 1 and 2.
Saturday.
18th and 19th.
You want those to start at 11 o'clock in the morning? Mm. 11. Okay, just
Saturday,
the one meal.
And
okay. Monday will be a semi preparation satsang for.
There'll be appointments and initiate candidates. And then.
Tuesday.
The 21st will be
initiation.
And then they can stay on the
floor. Okay.
We still get some rain during the period.
You're looking for a green Christmas.
A rainy, nice Christmas.
Green Christmas.
Now, when shall we start looking for a location for you in Tucson?
An office.
There's a. I noticed.
Flip for
wait,
him.
Guest house.
There's a little. I noticed an office building for rent on Miracle Mile.
Oh, that's so exciting.
God willing, if the cricks don't rise, I'll be here myself.
Mm-hmm. That'd be wonderful. Mm-hmm. We're going to fly him in.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And you've been doing.
You opened Pandora's box.
Huh?
You opened Pandora's box.
Oh, I opened Pandora's box.
Yeah. So, I've had my hands very full. I'm grateful.
You're looking good.
Thank you. Thank you.
Keeping you busy.
Yes. Very busy. But, hopefully I got the strength to...
What?
Hopefully I have the strength to go through all the changes. They're all the ones I want to do, so... Hopefully I can do it all.
Even the loudest.
Even the loudest.
I'll do it.
Oh, shoot. I have little words of wisdom for me, but I should try to contend with my ever-changing, metamorphosizing self over here.
Rule number one, don't panic.
I've got it on my refrigerator.
Rule number two, don't panic. Rule number three, don't panic. That's
okay.
The whole thing. If you don't panic, you begin to cope. I can feel for you because I've been down that road and I know what it is to feel that way. But the person who told me that, and I had to work with it till I felt with it. So I know it. As long as you don't panic, it falls into place and everything starts to straighten out. But that's the real test, and it's why they give you your horoscope. In your horoscope, certain conditions pop up to test you every moment. And it's the panic syndrome is really summoning of the bell for the sperms to go out to the ovum. And that's where the panic syndrome begins. And we don't have any other factual source for it. And because we're thrown out and we can't turn around and go back by pressure, the panic syndrome is there and we're never back. But deciding to be a winner overrides it. And because you've done that biologically already, it's printed into the memory cells to overcome the panic. You just have to reactivate the memory that you did do it. So it doesn't matter what type of condition that comes up in the horoscope, you have the capability of overriding it. That's your sense of confidence. That's the godness in you.
So we've done it. Every time we're in trauma, we're watching the movie, and all we have to do is turn off the stations.
Right, exactly. And so, therefore, Jesus said, unless you're born again, he's making you realize that the phenomena of all the frustration and the breakdown is in the, can be overcome by the birth process and structure.
Mm-hmm.
And once you realize that, you're free.
It's interesting, you were talking about the different stars and then acupuncture and different therapies. And Jinshin, she made a big point, the master that's in place, made a big point out of the number of each point was so ever significant.
Yes.
And the number 5, which is right here in Jinshin, is the channel changer. And then you were saying you have to go back to the fact that you can, instead of falling upon the panic pattern, you can fall upon the having overcome the panic pattern. And this is the channel changer, 5. And then 5 is the microcosm, and you have God coming into you. That's interesting.
One more question.
Like.
Yeah. Okay, on that Friday evening, do you want to have satsang?
Yeah, you can have satsang.
So,
good to see you. Have a nice week. Have a nice Christmas.
You too.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get my birthday present?
Yeah.
Thank you.
So make sure you did. I got it. Thank you.
Okay, so I think it's another hug that
we're
here. I got too excited about the Christmas. Nice to meet you. Hi. Bye-bye, Pam.
Good to
see
you.
You too. Do my best.
Thanks.
I'm not sure who's taking care of who.
You've got to keep.
I should have one.
We think we take care of it.
Does that mean I get the first draw, right?
Yeah.
You gotta get some gas in.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's probably on the way out.
Yeah.
I'll show you how to get out because it's an easy way to get some gas. I gotta put this in the van.
Oh, yeah.
Good thing I made some room.
That's an easy
one.
Yeah, that's not big.
Oh,
you hurt yourself?
No.
Or clumsiness.
you.
You'll feel the touch.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has it.